Mariner Books and Harper Audio present White Hot Hate, a true story of domestic terrorism in America's heartland, by Dick Lear. Read by Kellen Boyle. For my family, Karen, Nick, Christian, Chloe, Holly, and Dana. And for infinite hope. Barasha Hortid Hai Is Nisin. Get to know me before you reject me. Somali proverb. Author's note. White Hot Hate is a work of nonfiction about real people, real events, and a real place. No one's name has been changed. The audiobook is based on personal interviews and on thousands of pages of sworn testimony and documents from a federal district court trial, a federal appeals court review, and investigatory records from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Department of Justice. The latter includes at least 100 hours of secretly recorded audio and at times video conversations involving the FBI informant Dan Day, the FBI undercover agent Brian, and the three Crusaders. Either by letter or other means, I requested interviews with the three incarcerated defendants, Patrick Stein, Curtis Allen, and Gavin Wright. They did not respond. I therefore relied on their recorded statements, information in their sentencing memorandums, and other records submitted to the courts by their respective attorneys. The scenes and dialogue are based on either the extensive audio and video recordings or the recollection of at least one participant. The language on those tapes frequently includes profanities and racist slurs. For grammar and clarity, I occasionally altered the verb tense in a quotation or made other minor edits. Key interviews include those with Dan Day, Brandon Day, Alyssa Day, Sherilyn Day, Aidan Keenan, Ifra Ahmed, Halima Farah, Mursal Nalai, Benjamin Anderson, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Anthony Mativi, FBI Agent Amy Kuhn, and retired FBI Agent Robin Smith. During several trips to Kansas, I visited Wichita, Garden City, Dodge City, Liberal, Covesta, Sublette, Holcomb, and other locations where events in the audiobook took place. The various sources that I relied on are summarized in chapter notes at the back of the audiobook. Prologue. A Call to Arms. Shortly after 2 a.m., on June 12, 2016, a young man named Omar Sadiq Mateen parked a rented van in a lot adjacent to the popular Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Mateen, 29 years old, was armed with a SIG.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?